MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast, Paul Wissenbach for the 750. Let's see, where am I? I'm somewhere outside of Tusayan. We've got probably 20, 25 miles to go, I'm imagining, something like that. Closing in, though, and feeling pretty good. I'm quite fatigued, so I've just been taking it easy and trying to fuel and drying out my sleeping kit right now. It got a little wet last night. Ended up having to stop twice. But as I left Flagstaff, you know, I got a little story to tell. I figured, nobody's been the hero and gone up the non-snow detour, you know, the regular route. So started up that, and actually that's not the story. I started up that because I didn't see it on my GPS. Before I knew it, I was several miles up, and I thought, oh, great. So, you know, what am I going to do? I turned around. Had an absolute blast bombing down back to the snow detour, and just absolutely loved it. It was invigorating, energizing, and I thought, sorry, the whole time I thought, man, Jason Delgadillo would have loved that. He would have loved bombing down that. He would have laughed at that, and it was a good time. So made good time, had to change out my brake pads. That was the expense of ripping down that chunky single track on my hardtail, which again, I wish I had a full suspension bike on this trip. Made great time coming down after the snow detour rejoined. Just absolutely loved that section. That was so fun, so flowy, fast. Until it got a little cold, and then I didn't dare push myself. Because I didn't really want to get too wet. Eventually, I was tired, took a nap, and ended up having to. I got started again, and just was too tired, so I slept again. And so here we are. And it's so beautiful out there, where there's no lights in the desert. We got to watch the meteorites. It was just absolutely not a light around, and the stars were just absolutely incredible. So I'm loving the journey. Lots of introspection. I'm learning you can do super, super hard things. And, you know, for others, it seems to be a little easier. For me, it's a huge stretch. But I'm absolutely loving it and enjoying the journey and hoping to close in on the Grand Canyon this afternoon. I'll see how I feel and see if I'm going to attempt that tonight or this afternoon, if I get there, when I get there. But anyway, that's my not-so-quick update.
Bye. What's up, MTV casters? This is Jay Davies calling in from Jacob Lake. It's about 10 a.m. on Friday. So we're looking around the 8-day, 3-hour mark, getting ready to drop into the final little swoopy-swoop section of Utah, man. Holy shit. Last night was a trip, dude. Homeboy was like at the river when I dropped into the canyon and I left him for dead in there. That's what he gets, honestly. That's what he deserves. You don't take the easy way and then talk shit without getting curb stomped at the end of the day. I gotta hold on to my angst because that's what keeps me fresh, keeps me sharp. See y'all in Utah.
Hey, it's Dylan Gonda. It is now 8:04 on Friday the 26th. I'm about to kick off my night escapade to the Grand Canyon, hoping to get there. Just keep riding until I get there, or sleep somewhere for a few hours and keep pushing. But feeling pretty motivated. I'm about to leave Flagstaff, trying to do some reweighting. I brought a bunch of food. I don't super trust the resupply points, and just want to make sure I don't run out of food somewhere. So I got a little bit extra, so I got to reweight it a little bit so it's not all on my back. But feeling good, feeling ready to wrap this thing up and finish it. Been a hard, hard, hard freaking race. It's not over yet. There's going to be a lot more challenges. But from a loose cassette I had in Phoenix I had to get fixed to multiple hard, hard crashes, I've wanted to quit so many times. And even came super close during the Gila River right before those hellish hike outs, but amazing views. And Well, so glad I did not quit. I'm still in it and ready to finish really strong and really, really pumped. But hope everyone else is having a great night. Check in, hopefully when I'm at the Grand Canyon. Ciao.